Hello guys, and welcome to another writing workout. I just decided to do this today because yesterday it came up in the questions, and yes, it does make sense to look at despite and in spite of today, because they match perfectly with although and even though that we did yesterday. So yeah, it makes sense, and I can use a lot of the things that we talked about yesterday, and I can use your examples to convert them. Now, it's not easy, so it is going to get difficult, but that's great. I don't want you to get bored and think it's too easy. I promise you, at the end, you'll be thinking, oh, yes, I need to think about this. And you will feel a real sense of achievement that you've understood what happens. I'm going to give you three options for writing sentences with despite, and they go up in level of difficulty. So I hope to show you that in a minute. So let's just have a quick look. So Marty is here, Kavita, Esmeralda, Gaurvi, lovely. Great. So I'm going to just switch the screen so you can see that more clearly. And before we do anything, I have to, like a good teacher, review from yesterday. So yesterday, do you remember the problem with this chap, this man? Problem is, he's well qualified, but he can't find a job. So we talked about this. It's like a contrast, but it's more than that. It's kind of surprising that he can't find a job because he's well qualified. So we talked about the different ways of doing that. And I'm sure now you can really quickly give me these answers. I've chosen the three most important options, but again, they go up in level. So the first one is the easy one, let's say band five. Second one, more advanced, because you have to get the punctuation right. Let's say band six. And then number three is the band seven. So it's more complex and people are more likely to make mistakes with that. So would anybody who wants to go first, what would you put in number one, number two, number three? Or just put number one and put the answer if you want, just so I can show it on the screen so that we're all clear about what we did yesterday. Who's going to be first to post today? I'm just giving you a few minutes, showing you who's here. That's Kavita, that's Esmeralda, that's Gaurvi, Richa, this Hassan, Raisha, Ofgun, Deepak is here. Who's going to give me their first answer then? Are you on your phones or on your computers? Ah, right, Hassan, got you. Oh, no, sorry, I missed. Hassan's the first one I saw. Sorry, he's well qualified, but he can't find a job. However, he can't find a job. Ah, now, number three, Hassan, you've used a different one. So I'll come back to that. Thank you. Shireen, you're saying you're on mobile, so it's more difficult to type. I understand. Yes. Ilhan, you're doing but for number one. Shireen saying but, however, and although. Correct. That's correct. Lovely. Kavita's going but, however, although. That's brilliant. That's all I need. That's fine. Okay. So, yes, we talked about the simple but in the middle, simple contrast. However, more formal, and although at the start, to give this idea of surprise. Oh, he's really well qualified. He can't find a job. That's surprising. And we talked about you can replace this with only though is probably the best one. Okay, lovely. Richard's got it. Duke Thau has got it. Lovely. Okay, so let's move on. We've done that. It's easy now. We're confident with that. Let's move on to a higher stage. Okay, now, I'd like you to just look at these three sentences. Take your time. Look at them carefully. And think about We use the same, he can't find a job. That doesn't change for each one. But when you use despite, you have three options. Option one, option two, and option three. In a minute, I'm going to ask you what's the difference between these three options. And while you're doing that, Richa, I'm just looking at your question. Do we have to put a comma? I think, Richard, I think I'll come back to that so I don't confuse you. Let's just focus on these three sentences first. So Hassan is saying the first sentence is with subject and verb. What do you mean by that? I think I know what you mean. Yes, and I'm going to say the same thing. I think you mean this is a subject and a verb. So you have to have the whole sentence, despite the fact that the whole thing followed by a subject, a verb, and an object. Yes. Yes, I probably need a hyphen there, but correct. So when you use that whole phrase, four words, you need a whole phrase. That's one way to remember it. Great. What can we say about number two, please? What comes after despite in this second sentence? Can anybody help? While you're thinking about it, I'm just going to go back to... No, I'm going to just let you think. In spite of the fact, Hassan, I'll come back to you later. Okay, now then, Hassan's saying... The second one is with gerund. Okay, perfect, Hassan. Thank you. If you don't like the grammatical term gerund, just say ing is fine. If gerund is a new word for you, fine, use it. If you're not sure, we can see that we've got the verb is be, because the verb here, he is, that is the verb be. So we just make it ing. So you can see how it's more difficult than that. This, you just memorize the whole phrase and you keep this phrase. You don't change anything. Number two, a little bit more difficult. You've got to think about, one, what's the verb? The verb is to be. And then you add ing. So you can see how it's getting more difficult. Shireen is asking, thank you, Shireen. Yes. Shireen, gerund is another word, just means verb plus ing. If you just remember ing form, that's all you need to know. And then Ayesha saying be form. Yeah, so the verb is to be, but the gerund, Ayesha, is ing. Yes. Practice, don't worry. Now, if you... What happens here? What's following despite here? I'm going to wait a minute and if anybody can tell me. Shireen, you're okay with that? Great. So for what you notice has happened here, there's a big change. And again, it's more advanced, more you have to think about it. Now, Richard's saying... Present participle form. I think, Richa, you mean that is for number two. Yes, I'm going to put equals ing equals gerund. Yes, they are all grammatical terms. They basically mean ing. Yes. Okay. Then... Duke, I think it's easy to recognize this is a kind of cause and effect. No, it's not cause and effect. That would be different. That would be because he doesn't have any qualifications, therefore he can't find a job. I wouldn't say it's cause and effect. for number three, I'm looking at this red word here and thinking about what form is it? Is that a noun or a verb or an adjective? Think about it like that if you want to. Here we've got an adjective, well qualified. But what is this one? Saurabh, you're blinding me with science now. You're using grammatical terms. I'm not going to talk about grammar too much. I want you to just think really simply. So Shireen is saying it's a noun. That's it. It's a thing, a noun. Here we had qualified as an adjective. Here we've got a noun. And yes, okay, we've got his. Okay, so that's another change you have to think about when you're using the noun. You have to think what comes before it. Is it the or there? Yes, but ultimately you need a noun form. And so basically they are noun forms. This is ing and this is a simple noun. So lagavadulam, it is a noun. Esmeralda, you're saying is possessive, which is his. I agree, but possessive plus noun. Yes. Richard, adjective is well qualified. Janina, yes, it's a noun. Okay, so I'd really try not to think of it too much as grammar. I avoid really to think of the first one, you remember the sentence, the second one, like a verb, is a thing, a noun. But you can see that how you have to change it. Yes, it's simple, simply a noun. Okay, Marty, I think you mean noun. Yes. And noun. Yes, fine. Lovely. Okay, so let's use those examples now. And I'd like you to please look at, okay, this is what we did, right. A screenshot that if you want to, so you've got it when you're using it, when you want to practice. But SVO, I would say subject, verb, object. Yes, he is well qualified. Number one, keep it exactly the same, despite the fact that four words, he is well qualified. Second one, despite plus ing. Third, despite plus noun. All right, let's practice. Now, do you recognize? Oh, right. For you, now that we've got those three, which one for you is easy? I put easy. I ask my students, which one do you prefer to use? So can you just in the comments put number one, number two, or number three? And I'll ask you why in a minute, but just put one, two, or three. Which one is easy for you to remember and to use accurately? And then we'll talk about which one is best to use in the test for different reasons. So I'll just wait for you to say which one's easy. Saurabh. I've seen some more. Right. So Saurabh saying number one is easy. And who else agrees with that? I think Kavita is saying number one is easy. Yes, I totally agree. Because you don't have to change anything. You just memorize the phrase and add it. Also, the bonus of this is look at the number of words. You're adding another four words instead of just one. I agree. Ofgun is saying the second one is easy for you. I agree. It sounds very fluent when you just say, despite being well qualified, it sounds really high level and nice. Who's saying the third? Shireen likes the third. Yes, Shireen, it takes another level of adjustment, doesn't it? To take the word well qualified and change it to qualifications. It really shows the examiner that you've got a full range of flexibility with language. And noun forms are considered to be more academic than verbs or just adjectives. So yes, Ahmed is saying possessive pronoun. Yes, yes, from before. Hello, Tom Brady. Hi. Hassan is saying two is easy. I agree. Janina thinks two is easy. Suman agrees as well. Lovely. Duke is saying easy to use the second. The best one is for academic style is one. Okay, lovely. And Richard's putting it in order. You think this is the best, Richard? Number three, then number two, then number one. Okay. Yeah, for IELTS, I would say this is possibly the most formal, most difficult than this one. And this is easiest, but it's still good because it's formal. So they're all good, basically. And if you could show that variety and flexibility, that is what will give you the high points. So let's practice. Okay, so practice time. Who is this? I'll give you a minute. Third one is handy. It certainly is. It certainly is. Sometimes it's just the only way to say it is using a noun. Sometimes, yes. Who's this guy? Anybody know? Very famous? Yes. Kavita's first. What is famous about him? Bill Gates, yes. Can you tell me what's famous about him? How did you know it was him? Microsoft, Kavita's saying, yeah. Any more information about Microsoft or about him? He's chairman, famous for Microsoft. So we know he's famous. And Hassan, you're saying his richness, lovely. I'm going to give you a word that we could use later. Another word for richness is his wealth. Yes. Absolutely. And Ofgon, you're saying, so he's famous, Microsoft, and Hassan, richness, sorry, we said his wealth. Yes, fine. Okay, so we know he's very famous and he's very wealthy. What do we know about what happened to him in university? And he's a billionaire, absolutely. Isn't he the richest man in the world? Second richest man? Yeah, he's a businessman. He's well off, great synonym, very, extremely well off. Okay, but what do we know about how he got there? So we know that he invented Microsoft and Windows. Did he go to university? Did he get a degree? Or did he do something else? Do you know? Maybe you don't know his story. It's really interesting. I think it's a really inspirational story. And lots of other people like that too. Right, Ayesha has given me the word. It's a negative word, isn't it? It's a dropout. Sounds negative. But actually, he made a decision that he was going to do something better. We say he dropped out of university. I think he was at Harvard, wasn't he? A really good university. But yes, I've gone. He decided, actually, I can do something else. I've got this great idea. I'm not going to go to university. I'm going to follow my heart, follow my dream. And he worked hard and was very successful. Okay, that's it. And he's very generous. Yes. Absolutely. So all of those things we know about him, we're kind of seeing some kind of contrast. Okay, he didn't get a degree, but he's really successful. He dropped out of university, but he's one of the most famous men in the world. What else? He has lots of money, but he doesn't keep it to himself. He gives it away. He's very famous, but he's quite modest. So you've got all of these lovely examples that you could use to talk about him. And I've taken just one of them. He doesn't have a degree. He's very rich. Okay, so you can guess what I'm going to ask you to do next. Did I put this on a slide? Hang on. Ah, right. Okay, I don't want to show you the answers. So he doesn't have a degree. He's very rich. There's the contrast. Could you choose one of these? I don't mind which one. And try to change it into a sentence using despite. I'm seeing the first one coming up. So Ofgun says, despite the fact that he didn't get a degree. That's perfect. So you've used despite the fact that he doesn't have or he didn't get. Perfect. Lovely. Is anybody going to despite? Right, here we go. This is perfect. Beatrice, despite dropping out. So you've got despite plus ing, despite dropping out of university, he became very rich. Fantastic. Despite the fact that Bill Gates doesn't have a degree, he's very rich. Kavita, lovely. Despite not having a degree, sorry, Deepak, I'll come back. Despite not having a degree, so you're using negative not plus ing, not having, perfect. And Gokul saying the same, despite not having a degree, he's very rich. Lovely. Okay, we've done number one, we've done number two. What about number three? Number three is the most difficult one. Do you think we could try to do number three? I'm going to start typing. It's difficult. I'm not sure I would use this. Okay, I'm going to try this. Let's see if you can put one in as well. Shall I show you mine first? Okay, I'm going to give you an option. This is one way you could do it. Despite his lack of qualifications. So I've put the noun as lack of, just because I had to really think. And that's the trouble with number three. You do sometimes have to think about what sounds right with a noun form. Hassan, you're saying despite any degree, it's not enough information. He doesn't have a degree. So you have to say despite his lack of a degree or his poor qualifications or something like that. Shireen saying the absence of a university degree. Yes, yes. Hassan again, we can't say despite without qualification. We'd have to say despite being without a qualification. So now we see how the complexity of this causes problems. So Kavita, you're trying to use a noun, but could anybody help Kavita? It just doesn't work with that noun. Why not? Can anybody help? Okay, so he was a dropout. So you need the verb. So you would have to say, despite being a dropout. Can I show you that, Kavita? That's the difficulty of this structure. You're using despite plus ing, despite being, and then a noun, a dropout. So you can't just say despite dropout. You say despite dropping out. So Shireen, yes, despite being a dropout, yes. Hassan says, so Hassan again, despite being without qualification, yes. Okay, so I hope that I've shown that number three is more problematic. It causes more problems than simply using ing. And the easiest one is despite the fact that. Okay. can we do? Okay. Oh, what about this one? This is a different one. He's very successful. He's very modest. Despite the fact that he doesn't have a degree. Yes, that's correct. So here we've said, despite the fact that he's very successful, that we could keep the same. Let's do number two. Let's just do number two, please. Despite plus ing. Plus ing with this. Go back. I'm writing mine. See if you can beat me. Beatrice, you beat me. You got it. That's it. Lovely. You'd have to put ing despite being very successful. Perfect. Duke, you got it as well. Lovely. Okay, can I show you? Right. Can you see where the problems come? Thank you, Abdullah, for this one. This is a really complex sentence. Despite all of the poor supporting. Yeah, a bit too complex. Despite all of the poor people supporting his studies at university, he worked. Okay, let's come back to that. Abdullah, that's a little bit complex. Let's have a look, please, at number three. Mahdi, despite being successful. And then, yes, Beatrice has got despite his huge success. So obviously you have to change successful adjective to the noun form success. And you've all got that. Lovely. Despite his success, he's very modest. Janina, despite being successful, he has a beautiful heart. Yes. So you might expect somebody rich and wealthy to be arrogant and mean. Well, not all of them, but despite the fact that he is successful, he's very modest. Yes, you've got it. You've all got it. Okay. Dharmic, despite being successful. Lovely. All great. Okay. Mahdi, yes. All good. So let me go on to the last part. Yesterday, when you gave me your although sentences, I typed them out, and there are actually two pages. I put them on two pages so that I could actually type on this. Now, if you can see yours, can you shout the number? So just read them. All of these are good. All of these are great. Yes. So I can't remember who said what. But let's try and do this together. I'd like you to take a number, choose a number, and I'll be able to type on here and show your answers. So Shireen, you've chosen number two. Okay. Number two was your sentence, Shireen? Well, that wasn't yours, was it? I don't think so. Okay. But let's have a look at it. And what I'd like us to do is to try and Shireen, was this you? Okay, all right, let's go. Despite, you said, I have been in Dubai for 2 years. I'm still not used to the heat. What could we put there? Can anybody help? I'm just leaving a line, and it's your choice. Whatever you want to put there, think about the ing form. think about a noun form or think about the simple despite the fact that. In fact, I'm going to write that out now. Despite the fact that I've been living or been in Dubai for 2 years, I'm still not used to the heat. Okay, so that's one option. Despite, what would the ing form be? Missed some comments. No. Despite being, that's it, Shireen. Lovely. In Dubai for 2 years. Yes. Can we do a noun form? Avita, is your number three? Okay. Sorry. Let me show you as well. Okay. Yes. Despite, no, I don't think we can do a noun form. Despite having lived in Dubai for 2 years, despite my being familiar, my familiarity with life in Dubai. No, it just doesn't work. So those two, I think, are great. Lovely. I'm going to copy that and then take it away. And then looking at number three, who is number three? Kavita. Okay, so we've done Shireen's number two. Now I'm looking at Kavita, please. So you could just copy it and put, despite the fact that I got a better IELTS band, I did not get a visa. So what would we put with ing? Yeah, these are all good. These are all good. Ah, Shireen saying, despite my residency as a noun. Perfect. Yes, perfect. Lovely. Kavita saying, despite the fact that I got a better band. Yes. Yes, ing. Lovely. Double T. Sorry. Getting a better band. Yes. And could we do it with a noun? What could we say? My better score? A band? Possibly, yes. Good. Pachu's here. Hello, Pachu. Okay. So anybody else that can see theirs from yesterday? Deepika saying, despite being poor, he was happy. Despite having a good band? Yes. Yes, that's all good. Okay. Despite my achievement? Yes. Perfect. Lovely. Despite, now Hassan, I think I forgot to add my last slide. So Hassan, I'm going to take your example there. Can we please look at Hassan's for a minute? Just look at Hassan's and I'm going to just put in spite of here, because we've been talking about despite and we haven't talked about in spite of. Now Hassan, you've written this, despite of having good English, I'm struggling to get band 7. All right. So you've said good English level, so you'd need a article, a good English level. I am struggling to get band 7. Okay, there's a mistake. Can anybody see it? And don't worry, Hassan, thank you for sharing. It's not just you. This is the most common mistake that I see. I'm going to put it in a different color then. What might be wrong there? I'll copy it. I'll write it out and see if you can see the difference. Yes, without of. Exactly. Farios Beck is saying without of, Abdullah saying without of. Yes, Beatrice is saying either despite having or in spite of having. Right. So the problem with in spite of is that it gets mixed up with despite. I'm going to put an asterisk there. And look what happens as well if you put it with the whole sentence of the fact that I have good English. Or a good English level. Yes, so it works exactly the same. In spite of, could you put the gap there? Shall I make it bigger so you can see it? Sorry. Right. Right, so we've said this in spite of the fact that that is one whole sentence. What do we put in that gap? Gokul, I'm going to show yours. So you're saying in spite of having, yes, so it follows exactly the same rule, ing. And what about the noun form? What would you put as a noun form then? Having, Hassan saying yes. I think we'd have to say, because this is a noun, good level. My good, so we'd say my good English level, or despite of my high English level. Yeah. Okay, so the thing to be careful with is, oops, despite of having good knowledge. Yes. Right. Okay, lovely. So, same rule. Noun. But just be really careful. I think it was Hassan, was it? That you don't mix up the two. So if you're using in spite of, how many words is it then? Three. I mean, in spite of. So just have to remind yourself that in spite of is three words. Despite is only one. So there's no of. Here, cross that out. Does that make sense? Is that okay? Okay. So, what I think would be good for you to do is to have a look. Sorry. I forgot about this slide. Right. It's to have a look at the post where I put your examples. And then think about how you could make those into despite or in spite of sentences. And you can post them. I'm going to finish now because I've got another lesson. But you can post them in the chat and I will have a look at them later. So it's a kind of homework for you. Just quick check, Beatrice, in spite of my good English level, yes. In spite of having good knowledge about English, yes. Actually, I mixed despite with because of Hassan. Interesting. Ah, okay. So that would be the cause and effect. Because of my good English score, I got a good ban. Because of my good English. Maybe that's why, Hassan, maybe that's why we mix it up. Maybe, could be. So I might just put a note about that. Don't confuse with because of, which is a different meaning. Yes. Okay, I'll put it in red so I remember it next time. Okay. Thank you, Hassan, though. That's really helpful because it's really helpful for us. You saw me make mistakes with my tech yesterday and I learned from it. So it's really helpful if we can see mistakes and then we can see why we make them. That's great. Thank you, Hassan. And then in spite of getting a good band score, I did not get a visa cavita. Yes, lovely. Okay, so I am going to go now. Thank you so much for watching and taking part again. Yes, if you do have any friends who might benefit from these lessons, they take quite a lot of time to prepare, so it's really good if more people can benefit from them. So do please feel free to share these with your friends. And remember, thank you for all the likes and the comments, which really help. And that's it, I think. Thank you so much, everybody, to you as well. One last question. Jaspreet says, in spite of and despite, exactly the same meaning. Exactly the same meaning. Yes, yes. Just like although and though. Same meaning, same grammar. More words, that's all. Okay, thank you, everyone. Just post that and say good. I'll say goodbye. And hopefully see you tomorrow. Yes. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.